This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
Well, like I said, you have HR people now, so they're trying to do things the right way.
With an exit survey that still said template at the top.
Because you're the first one. They got to get all the kinks out.
It literally was what she sent me. It was a document on a website, and it says exit survey, and then in parentheses, template at the top. I had to fill that out.
Google exit survey. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives, just in case you can relate to it a little bit. But if you like that, you can check us out every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/TJSpider. This is episode 169. I am one of your hosts, Spider. Ashley is out on vacation. And so we have brought back our number one guest host, the one, the only Bipping Queen. There she is.
AKA Death Queen, apparently.
AKA Death Queen.
The one who coined the term, bipping it.
Yes, yeah. When you did, had a large part of your day. Well, not a large part of your day, just a portion of your day. You bipping your computer.
Oh, yeah, no, I had a minor meltdown. But I fixed it within like a few minutes.
All because you're just a little too impatient.
I just didn't want to break anything. It was my first time messing with the PC.
I understand. You just wanted to lightly push it in and then get it going.
It wanted it harder. It wanted it pushed in harder.
Well, I'm surprised that you didn't already understand that.
I'm sorry. I know it's... oh, no. This is a rated M podcast, right?
Yeah. Okay. Ashley and I just kind of keep things a little bit cleaner, but she's not here, so. She works with preschool kids.
True, but like still.
It is what it is.
Okay.
So how are you? How was your day?
As we were talking about earlier, my funeral is being planned for tomorrow. Apparently, I'm dying.
If you hadn't heard, Bippin's funeral is being planned by the people at her job.
I got a new job, and they're acting like it's my goddamn funeral, talking about, oh, first they're like, we want you to announce it to everyone at a meeting. And then I was like, I'm not comfortable doing that. They're like, oh, well, I can say a few words, and then your lead wants to say a few words. I'm like... What is going on right now? She's like, well, if you want some other arrangements or something else said or something else done, please let me know. I'm like, what? So my funeral is tomorrow, apparently.
Like,
even though I still have another week and a half left at work.
And I know you said this, but I also cannot remember a time where I had to personally announce my departure from a position.
I've never had to do it.
Like, even with the... Like, when I left the military and I was leaving my job there, working at the agency that I'm at now, even... Like, they knew I was leaving, but I didn't have to formally announce it in a meeting. I was close to a couple people where I work, and so, you know, I talk to them about it and I let them know, but as far as just
mood,
like
DEFCON mood, that was my plan. That was my plan. I put my letter of resignation in, I was like, I could tell my lead. I told like the head guy in HR, I'm like, that's all I need to know, and I'll just leave. That's what everyone else has done who's left. But no, they want to make a whole big deal out of it for me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, like I said, you have HR people now, so they're trying to do things the right way.
With an exit survey that still said template at the top.
Because you're the first one. They got to get all the kinks out.
It literally was what she sent me. It was a document on a website, and it says exit survey, and then in parentheses, template at the top. I had to fill that out.
Google exit survey. That's literally what they did.
That's exactly what they did. I'm just like, what the fuck? I was just like, bruh, no. And like, it's like, there's a whole ass freaking funeral tomorrow, and like, I still have to be there until next Friday, so like...
It's like you died, no. But you're not dead yet.
Apparently.
You died, they're gonna have your funeral, and they're just gonna leave your casket out in the middle of the, in the middle of the funeral hall for another week and a half.
Pretty much.
And then after the sixth, then they're gonna bury you. Never to be seen again. Never to be seen or heard from again.
But apparently, I'm always welcome back whenever I want to come back.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I want to go back to that.
It's great.
Can you imagine? If they're doing all this for you leaving, what are they going to do if you ever decided to go back?
I don't want to know. Like, I love most of the people there, but like, I don't know. Nope. I couldn't do it. I could see Biffin being late for own. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, I don't feel like you're a late person, though.
I'm typically not, except when it comes to streams. That's the only time I'm late.
That's different.
Any other time, I will be at like an appointment like 15, 20 minutes early. And I will sit in the parking lot.
Yeah, I remember the days we used to talk when used to video chat while you commuted to work. Or actually, while. And it was more along the lines that you would normally get out of the house before I did, even though we were trying to get to work at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it's also because I went to Tim's, too.
I mean...
I had to make my Timmy stops.
Not every day, though.
Almost every day.
No, it wasn't that often.
It was pretty often. My bank account says otherwise.
Well, back when you were in London, you went that often?
Mm-hmm.
So you must have did it when we weren't on video. Because I can probably remember maybe one or two times
Tim Hortons.
That you went and got Tim's. Oh, we were on a video.
I would take a lot more than that. My bank account was not happy with me. At all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. I wish I could say I stopped out. I don't really go places with food delivery services. Didn't work out that way.
I've been getting better, but it's only because I'm broke buying PC parts.
That'll do it. Okay. So as far as topics go, what do you got for us?
Well, like I said before, I forgot my topic, but I do remember, for some reason, I remember this question off the website that I found said topic on.
Okay.
It's a really out there question.
All right.
That's probably why I remembered it. It was, what would you do if you were locked in a room with a tiger?
What would I do if I was locked in a room with a tiger?
A TA meeting, Timmy's addiction meeting. I mean, facts.
Tim's Anonymous. So we're just answering this question at face value. We're not getting any kind of details.
Maybe we can get into details. I don't know. It's just a random question on the random question site. That's what my actual topic was.
And then you want to make fun of me because I forgot my topic while I was working on setting up the stream. Yeah.
Your memory is better than mine. We already know this.
It's debatable. All right, but locked in a room with a tiger.
That motherfucker and run.
See, okay, so that's my first question. Is there any, you say locked in a room. Is this like an escape room situation where we have to complete some type of challenge to get a key to get out of the room? Because if I'm just locked in a room and I can't get out, it's either I break down the door or die.
I mean, I would try and pet it. I would at it and try and pet it.
I know it's a cat.
Throw Bippin at it and hope she Bippins it real good. Wow, Austin. See, babe, you need to have Austin in there and he can kill it just like you did them polar bears.
Well, I mean, he would have to have netherite armor and weapons first. Or not a real thing in real.
No, I would at it and pet it. Because they're so soft. And they purr. And they're so cute. I've pet a tiger before.
Yeah. In the event that the tiger...
I also didn't say it was a full-grown tiger, so I'm just going to say it's a tiger cub and I'm going to play with it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I would see that as a possibility if it's not a full-grown tiger. If it is a full-grown tiger, though, in the event that it's not aggressive, then I'll just... let it have its space. The tiger can do its thing on one side of the room. I'll chill and do my thing on the other side of the room. We don't need to interact with each other. What?
Life of pie situation?
Yes, pretty much. I stay on one side of the boat. Tiger stays on the other side. And we chill. We chill and coexist from a distance.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I just don't see there's no, if we're just locked in a room together for all eternity. Like there's no unlocking the door.
Eternity,
I know. But... Well, I'm just saying because it's a very open-ended question. So what I'm saying, what's the end game? Where does it end? Where does it stop? Because if there is no end game, then there's the tiger and myself. We're just stuck in a room. There's nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from here?
Good question.
We're going to get hungry.
Ask the question website.
Typically, when you ask these questions, you're supposed to have an answer to it.
I did have an answer. Pet my webcam.
Pet. What did you do?
I took a drink.
But no, I think she just.
There we go. Fixed it.
At least I fixed it. I know, but you could have said something before you started fixing
you
it.
You didn't give me warning earlier.
Okay, payback. Well, there's a difference between me not giving you warning and showing your face on camera and you not giving me warning and showing your backwards Discord in the camera.
I mean, it was just my emotes.
And now you've messed it up. You've ruined it.
FCON wants to know if he's getting wild tiger nuts or raised tiger nuts. What?
Now everything's messed up.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. You moved the camera on your screen and now it's all messed up.
I didn't move it. All I did.
Wherever I had you framed, did you turn your camera off?
I turned it off and turned it back on.
And that's what happened. It pulled the chat up again. I had you full screen.
Well, see, I didn't know that. Austin, what did you expect was going to happen? Last week, we were talking about chili dog energy drinks. Like,
true.
That's what happens. I bippened it. I bippin' everything. Sometimes when you get bippin' on a podcast. Ew, work stuff. All good, Eric. Oh, you weren't here last week. Yeah, we were talking about Chili Dog energy drinks last week. I ordered some.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Ashley was on a podcast last week.
Oh, duh. No, it was the week before that. I don't know.
Well, it was 3 weeks ago, actually. Because last week, Thursday, you had your night meeting. So we couldn't do the podcast on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the week before that, that's when Ashley was on. Then the week before that. Yeah. That's when you were.
Oh, okay.
He said, why though?
Because, see, that would make you bring up the whole Senate Cup again. And I know it's a lot. Hold on. What camps?
I don't know if your webcam will allow you to actually pull
it up. It's going through. I don't give a shit.
Okay, and you're going to blur out of focus again.
Yup. I'm going to fuck your thing up again.
But anyway, back to what I was saying while she pulls that up. If there is a tiger and you are locked in a room with it, with no escape, at some point, you and the tiger are going to have to eat. So whether you find some way to subdue the tiger or the tiger will eat you.
Look at the Sanic. It's blurry, but look at the Sanic.
It's also backwards. It's actually not blurry.
I fixed it.
Second Sanic. I'll flip you. Sanic. That's why she ordered it.
I ordered it I paid $50 just for a cup.
Pretty much.
Now flip me back. I'm blurry again.
Uh-huh. I wonder why. Are you going to turn your camera off? Okay. You going to eat a tiger?
I'm going to eat a tiger.
I mean... And that's an option. But.
No eating a tiger.
So.
Here.
Either. It's going to be either you starve to death. Or the tiger is going to eat you. And you're going to die. So either way you're going to die.
Eh. I'll take the second one. I'm not eating a tiger.
I don't want to get ripped to shreds. You know how painful that would be to get ripped to shreds by a tiger?
It'd be more painful to eat the tiger.
I wonder what tiger tastes like.
Probably the same as polar bear. I'm sure you already know what that tastes like.
Well, he didn't say he ate the polar bear. He just took his
head. I mean, he's wearing the damn polar bear head. Like
you can wear a head of an animal, but you don't necessarily have to eat it.
I'll be bomb as fuck. No! We are not eating polar bears.
Tiger.
Tigers. Words.
Oh my god. Eric.
What?
Eric.
Eric deal. Oh my god.
See what happens when you take your eyes off of chat?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean there are too many variables. There's too many unknowns in this situation for me to provide a sound, rational answer.
So this is why you don't let me choose topics.
Well, you had a topic other than this one, which apparently you forgot. But that's neither here nor there.
You done bullying me?
I'm not bullying you. I'm trying to answer the question that was posed to me. It's just my brain. This is the way that my brain works. You ask me a question and it sprouts a multiverse of responses.
Topic in the stream is forgetting your stream topic. Yup. I got this cup from Spider, actually.
I remember mine. I got that cup. The funny thing about it is I didn't even go to see a DC movie. I went to see... I think that was the second time I went to see Infinity War. The first time I went, I got an Iron Man tiki cup. The second time I went, they were all out of Marvel characters. So all they had was DC characters left over. They had Flash, they had Superman, and then they had Star Wars cups. So my favorite DC character is the Flash, so I got a Flash cup. And then when I went to go see Endgame, they still were out of Marvel cups. So I got a Ewok cup. So that one's sitting in my cabinet. An Ewok? You want me to bring the Ewok cup to you?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll bring you the Ewok cup. But yeah, I really wanted the Spider-Man cup. The one that she has is a Flash. They were out of Black Panther. I was about to order Black Panther online, but the Black Panther online was sold out.
I want an Alligator Loki cup.
Is there an Alligator Loki cup?
There's probably not.
Not a tiki cup. The Funko Pop isn't coming out. I thought you were about to say Alligator Loki cup.
It's going to be the Alligator Loki Funko Pop's going to be a Hot Topic only one. It's going to come out at the end of this month, apparently. So soon.
Oh, end of this month? I thought it wasn't coming out.
And I'm also a broke bitch, so I'm not going to be able to get it when I get the email.
Yeah. I didn't think it was coming out until like later in the year. So I was looking at something different.
No, it's come. Hot Topic said it was going to be available for pre-order on the site.
Oh, okay. Either
at the end of this month or in August sometime, something gotcha. Like that. And gotcha. I don't know when exactly it's coming out, but I get freaking emails from my Funko Pop site, which it's not going to be on because it's a Hot Topic exclusive.
Right.
But I got some for like the WandaVision ones. There's going to be Spider-Man ones coming out.
Eric, them's fighting words.
Oh! Alligator Loki hat.
I was having a conversation earlier today with a friend of mine about the difference between the MCU and the DCEU and just the differences in the movies. And it made me think of the conversation that you and I were having previously, Eric, and just about the difference between the movies and just why so many people are more fans of Marvel than DC. And so,
better.
And honestly, what it boiled down to, in my opinion, is just that Marvel got a jump on creating a formula into how they wanted to develop their characters and how they wanted to introduce them into an entire cinematic universe. Now, OG Superman. Back in, what, the 80s with Christopher Reeves? Or it could have been the 70s. Still Superman. I think they came out in the 80s, right? But Superman in the 80s, Batman in the late 80s, early 90s, those movies, goated. Nobody can beat Michael Keaton Batman. I mean, Christian Bale is decent, okay? But Michael Keaton Batman was the OG when it came to movies. And Christopher Reeves was the OG Superman when it came to movies. And I feel like ever since then, DC had been trying to chase that. They have been trying to make those characters as iconic as what they were back when those movies came out. And in doing that, I think with them not paying attention to developing new stories for new characters, I think that's where they dropped the ball. Because Marvel was kind of forced to make these new stories. Because Fox had X-Men and the Fantastic Four. Sony had Spider-Man. So the big hitters were all taken. You know? And so Marvel were like, okay, well, who do we have left? Captain America, Iron Man, Thor. You know, the rest. Basically the B heroes. And so Marvel was just like, okay, well, how can we do this? How can we create this intertwining, basically this universe of these characters and create a story out of them? And that's when they, because even before they started with the whole MCU proper. As soon as first Iron Man came out, then in 2008, and then Incredible Hulk came out. And with Robert Downey Jr. Showing up in The Incredible Hulk as Tony Stark, creating this, well, not even in The Incredible Hulk, at the end of Iron Man with Samuel L. Jackson showing up as Nick Fury, and probably one of the first post-credit scenes when it comes to, you know, superhero movie history, they planted the seeds of this continuing universe, you know, this overarching story that spanned across different movies. And I feel like DC just kind of jumped on that bandwagon too late, because they were still trying to refine Superman, trying to refine Batman. You know, they did Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, you know, then they did Superman Returns. And then they eventually got to Man of Steel. And then that's when they started trying to do recurring characters. I just think that even though they jumped on the whole cinematic universe game late, I feel like they still could have worked it in a way to where they could have developed side characters. I think they were just rushing to try to keep up with Marvel. And so they pushed out Justice League without fully fleshing out the rest of their characters, because you had Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg, who had not had a movie yet. And basically you introduced those three characters as found footage in Batman v Superman, you know? And it's like, how are we going to care about these characters? How are we going to be invested in these characters when the only thing we've seen from them? Because the biggest draw is to try to get someone who's never picked up a comic book, who's never really been invested in the superhero, and try to get them invested into this world. So if you have people who are fans of Batman, fans of Superman, fans of Wonder Woman, they see, oh, okay, all of these people are going to be in Batman v Superman, and now I'm showing off these three other characters. I've never picked up a comic book, never even heard of Teen Titans. I'm not going to know who Cyborg is. I'm going to see somebody. And basically, in Batman v Superman, Cyborg's found footage was basically him, his body getting ripped apart. And so somebody who is not familiar with DC, they'll see that and be like, okay, I have no idea what just happened with that. And then you had the Flash. He was stopping a robbery in the convenience store. And basically, they're showing him running faster than the speed of light. And so you don't really see anything about him. And then the found footage of Aquaman is just him shooting through the water like a bullet. And it does nothing to entice people to want to see those movies. And I just think they could have gone about it a better way. They could have just waited and started developing these characters with their origin stories, with their own individual movies, before putting them all into a Justice League. Justice League didn't have to be rushed. And I think if they would have waited until all of those characters had their own movie, that Justice League would have probably been better received and would have.
Too long didn't read DC Sex.
Wow. What's going on, Austin?
Am I wrong?
Yes. I mean, no, you're not wrong, but yes, DC sucks.
Also, I was trying to look up Alligator Loki Funko Pops, and I ran across Alligator Loki Bedding.
Okay.
And it's really cute.
Are you going to get Alligator Loki Sheets?
No, because it's $60, and I'm not paying $60 for Alligator Loki Sheets. It was just a comforter.
$60 for an Alligator Loki comforter? Well then.
Alligator Loki. Hi. I paid $60 for an Alligator Loki stuffy, but not a comforter.
Fair enough. DC kept trying to compete with MCU when they weren't even on the same level as MCU just had a jump on it. MCU had years. It's not that MCU had the movies, but MCU had the plan. And DC didn't have a plan. Austin, we talk about anything, and I just realized we have two Austins in the chat now. But no, we talk about anything and everything. We talk about just, we started talking about Michelle's funeral earlier in the podcast. Then we transitioned over to hypothetical questions about what would you do if you're locked in a room with a tiger. And then we transitioned over to
Chili Dog Energy Drink.
Chili Dog Energy Drinks, yeah. And now we're talking about Marvel and DC. DC was also owned by everybody else and everyone in the moment. Yeah. And I think that's part of, that was also another part of this sort of a failure to launch on DC's part, is because they didn't have all of their characters that they could readily use. And now, for the most part, a majority of DC characters are owned by Warner Brothers. So now they're trying to put them all in these team-up movies, because you already had Suicide Squad, which had 6-7 different characters in it. Now you have the Suicide Squad coming out, and now they have, 14-something characters in it. So
I fell asleep watching the first Suicide Squad, so I'm not watching this
one. Honestly, I haven't seen all of the first Suicide Squad.
Pretty much, Austin. Yes.
Yeah, just random topics. Doesn't matter.
Differentiate.
But yeah, and now with Marvel being bought by Disney, having control of Fox, and also the agreement that they have with the property for Spider-Man.
Fuck Disney.
You have your own personal crush with Disney.
I don't like Disney no more. I don't like Disney corporate no more.
Fair enough. I don't think a lot of people like Disney. But no, Marvel can pretty much do just about anything that they want now. Because they have just about all their properties back. I mean, Sony still has a hold on some of the Spider-Man villains and Spider-Man anti-heroes. But for the most part, Marvel has just about everybody that they need to in order to really branch out into an expanded MCU, which is, I'm assuming, what its Phase 4 is going to be. Now, spoilers for Loki and WandaVision, if you haven't seen those and haven't where we've been for the past couple of years. But no, the multiverse is expanding. And so that gives way to doing just about anything and everything that Marvel wants to do.
Eric's trying to start a fight.
If they own all their characters, they can make a plan. But no one really cares about Spider-Man. Listen, Spider-Man is one of the highest grossing solo movies. And I can't even say because of Marvel, because it's still not fully owned by Marvel in association with Marvel. But I think the highest grossing solo movie in the MCU is either Black Panther or Ragnarok, right?
Pretty sure it's Black Panther.
I know Black Panther is definitely the highest grossing solo movie that's not a sequel.
What is it? What were you asking? What's the highest grossing?
The highest grossing solo movie in the MCU. Because I know Infinity War
For some reason, that's a commonly searched term.
Of course. I know Infinity War and Endgame made a shit ton of money.
Highest grossing Marvel movies. Black Panther, so it was Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, Avengers, Age of Ultron, and then Black Panther.
Fucking Age of Ultron is still up there? Shit.
I don't know when this was written, but yeah.
I mean, it had to be Because, I mean, they didn't do, like, a re-release of Age of Ultron.
This was written, this was updated in July 2019, so yeah.
Okay.
Because Endgame is on there, so.
Yeah. And really the only thing that they've come out with since Endgame, as far as movies go, is...
And Black Panther is at number 5, and Spider-Man Far From Home is at number 9. Just saying. Captain Marvel is above Spider-Man.
It doesn't mean that people don't care about Spider-Man, though.
I feel like this next Spider-Man window is going to do really good.
I would assume so. But, I mean, at this point, the next Spider-Man movie is going to be just like another team-up movie.
And some pictures of Zendaya and Shebe.
I saw somebody post it. I should have sent you that TikTok. Somebody... I agree with you. Yeah, Age of Ultron was the second one. But no, she posted a picture on Instagram, and she just kind of like chilling by the pool.
Oh, with Tom John in the back.
Yeah, she said, this ain't about him.
I know, someone's like, just him casually drowning. She's like, it ain't about him. Fucking love her. Oh my god.
But,
she's my celebrity female crush.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh, and there was another one I was watching. I saw TikTok from Space Jam 2. And it was like they kind of mimic like an Avengers type theme at one point. Where it's like selecting them when they went from cartoon to like their live action version or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call whatever that is.
Like CGI.
Yeah, when they switched from like cartoon to CGI. He did. I mean, they selected like Avengers style. It was like little blue like holograms and all that. And he selected it, and then what's her face, the chick. I'm blanking. Lola.
Okay.
Lola dropped down, like she was like up in the air for a second. When she dropped down, she posed like Black Widow. And so all the comments on the TikTok were like, "Such a poser, total poser."
Damn.
I was like, well. Same, Eric, but also I've never seen any of those Spider-Man movies, but see, I will watch these Spider-Man movies, so I wasn't really inclined to watch the other ones, but I'll watch these ones.
No, I agree.
Tom Holland, the best.
Tom Holland is a good Spider-Man. I feel like they need to let Peter go to college. Because... In...
So I've heard Austin. Oh, Austin, Eric. Words. Fuck. I'm a mess.
But no, in the comics, when Peter was in college, that's when he really got into the swing of things as Spider-Man. And so I think they need to go ahead and let Peter be done with high school. Because every iteration of the major motion pictures for Spider-Man, he's been in high school. So I think he needs to college. They're talking about the new Space Jam.
I have a special guest.
It's a diggle.
A diggle. Dab.
He's so not interested.
Whoa. You want to say something? Very wise words.
Let's see how long he'll actually stay there.
He's trying to get my room. You want some treats? Never been needed. Okay. That's not on camera, but scripted. It's not OnlyFans.
Oh, God. But,
I had to make sure his butt wasn't showing.
I mean...
You know how he likes to show his butt to the camera.
Yeah, I mean, but is that different from any other streaming? How is it different from any other time that you're on camera?
Because I'm trying to make it nicer for you.
This video's not... Stream The people on stream right now have all seen Diggle walk in front of the camera. No one's new.
I tried to censor his butt, though. It's not OnlyFans. You gotta pay for that shit.
I don't want to meet the person who wants to pay for that.
You know there's probably someone out there who will.
There probably is, but I definitely don't want to meet the person who wants to pay for that. That is a sick, sad individual. But,
this podcast took a turn.
They always do.
But what's your topic?
My topic, I have a question I don't ask you.
What now? Okay, I see how it is, Austin. Bye.
Hi, everybody. So, I have a question.
Oh, camera fucked up again. It's Austin's fault.
Well, yeah, got up and left.
It's Austin's fault.
Why your camera decides to focus itself? Almost. Since we talked about jobs.
Yeah, you just tossed me aside. Like, no, nothing at all.
Did I? I don't know what you're talking about.
You did, though. You tossed my camera to the side.
I did.
You better fix it. It won't focus.
Yeah, not you, Austin.
Yes. There you go. Fixed it.
But other Austin. But, no. I want to know, and it's more for the chat's edification, because I already know what your first job was. But tell the chat what your first job was and what was probably your most memorable moment from that job, or your fondest memory of that job.
I worked at Subway as a sandwich maker. I can't eat at Subway anymore. Most memorable moment was told to cut a footlong sub into 16 pieces. Footlong.
What?
Into 16 pieces.
Why?
For a child's tea party, I think it was. I don't fucking remember. I don't know. The dad came in there and asked for it to cut me. He's like, it's just going to be a weird request. I'm like, He goes, yeah, I want you to cut into 16 pieces. I'm like, okay. And then I also got fired because I didn't want to work extra hours. But I was still in high school and I had to study for exams.
Yeah. So, I quit.
But I can't eat at Subway anymore because of it. Because I've seen how the food is prepared. I've seen how all the condiments are prepared. I can't do it. So, the smell of Subway makes me gag.
Why? Why are we just finding out now that Subway's actually?
Honestly, I didn't know what
it was. I was about to say, did you know that back then?
Nope. I didn't give a shit. I just put the shit on the sub or toasted it, put the shit on the sub, and then gave it to the customer. That was it.
Cut it in 16 slices.
Mm-hmm.
No, my first job was working at Six Flags in New Orleans.
You had a fun first job.
No, it was not fun.
I put my empty cup down, he took a lick of it, and he was like, "Nope, fuck this shit," and left. Sorry.
It could have been a fun job because, and I think I told you this, and I might have told this story on a podcast before or not, I don't remember, but me, my brother, and one of my stepbrothers. So, Six Flags in New Orleans used to be a theme park called Jazzland. And Jazzland had all these jazz-themed attractions. The Zydeco Scream, you know, the Swamp Whatever Ride, you know, all this other, like, New Orleans Cajun-centric stuff. And I guess Six Flags thought it was prime property, and so they bought out the park. And they put their Six Flags spin on it. Looney Tunes, DC, you know, for the most part, and then they still had they kept a couple of the names for a few of the actual Cajun themed rides. And so they started putting out advertisements to all the high schools in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother, myself, my stepbrother, we all went and we applied. We all got called for an interview. We all applied to be ride operators. We all had to take a test to be ride operators.
Uh-huh.
Now, I failed to believe that I failed the test and those two idiots passed, but they got selected to be ride operators and I didn't. Babe, you know BJ.
Oh, I know.
Would you trust him to operate a roller coaster?
Nope.
So that's why I said I fail to believe that I failed that test, or at least did not score high enough to be a ride operator.
What was on the test?
It was just like security precautions. They gave you a manual that you had to read, and you had a, like a little bit of a time to
maybe
study
it. Maybe they thought you were too strict and you wouldn't make it the ride fun.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
Eric, it made me feel horrible. It made me feel like I was, I don't know. It just made me feel like shit.
Monique just added me as a friend.
Oh, nice.
On Call of Duty.
Oh, well.
Rip. I just got an email for it.
Rip.
Anyways, next. But, sorry.
So, instead of, even though I guess I didn't score high enough on the test, instead of them turning me away, like, oh, well, you didn't score high enough on the test, you haven't been selected to work here. They're like, oh, we can offer you the position of park ranger.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think a park ranger does?
Well, a park ranger in an actual, natural park walks around and tells people to get their shit together and pick up and don't litter and make sure they follow the rules. So I'm assuming it's similar, as in making sure people follow the rules, walk around the park. And yeah, making sure guests follow the rules while walking around the park.
It's funny how you mention litter. The park ranger at Six Flags is a fucking janitor. So my first job was I got to be a janitor at an amusement park.
I mean, you could have been stuck in a subway cutting foot lawns into 16 pieces.
At least I would have been inside.
That's less than an inch. My next job after that was a cart pusher for Winn-Dixie.
Sure, that was just as...
in the Florida heat.
Yeah.
In the summer.
But, I mean, being outside at Six Flags, and this was because... it was newly acquired by Six Flags. They hadn't made all their renovations to it. So the pathways did not have awnings. All of the pathways were exposed. So I am literally walking because I had a set route that I had to monitor for trash. Make sure the trash cans are dumped. All the cigarette butts. This is when you could still smoke in an amusement park. And the bathrooms. Bathrooms was the only time I actually got to actually go inside. But no, for the most part, I was just walking around picking up trash. And so it was awful. Probably one of the worst jobs that I've ever had in the Louisiana heat. It's essentially in a swamp. They essentially build the theme park in a swamp. So hot, humid, no shade, outside for 4 to 6 hours a day. And most of the time I didn't get a break.
Yep, 360 World.
Yeah. But as far as my most memorable moment, I remember I was working a closing shift one weekend. And one of the other park rangers, we were doing like a final sweep, just kind of walking around, making sure everything was tidy for the morning. And given that we were essentially out in the wilderness, we came across a raccoon going through one of the trash cans. And so the guy that I was working with thought it would be a smart idea to take his broom and try to spear chuck it at the raccoon while the raccoon was sitting on the trash can.
Mm-hmm. So how did that work out?
That worked out hilariously poor for him because he threw the broom at the raccoon. Missed it by a mile, first of all. So I don't want anybody to think that he hit it. Missed the raccoon by a mile. I guess the raccoon felt the broom like whoosh over him. The raccoon's bending down, looking in a trash can, digging through trash. Felt the broom go over him. Looked up. Looked at the guy. Jumped off the trash can and ran straight for him. I fell out laughing. I was on the ground laughing for a good like 3-4.
Damn.
Probably one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. But that was literally the highlight of that job. I think I quit like 2 weekends after that. And that was probably my most don't give a shit job that I quit. Because I was supposed to go into work that weekend. Didn't go. They called me up and they were like, hey, you know, just checking on you. You're supposed to be working today. Are you all right? And I said, yeah, I'm good. They was like, were you on your way? I said, no, I'm not coming in. They're like, what do you mean you're not coming in? I said, I'm not coming in. I quit. They're like, well, aren't you going to give a 2 weeks notice? I said, nope. And I hung up the phone. Cause I was sick because I know it was a whole thing. Like, cause I was 16 going on 17. And because of the laws, I'm supposed to get like, 2 15-minute breaks every 2 hours and supposed to get like a 30-minute lunch if I work over 4 hours and stuff like that. And so they would put me on the schedule, and the supervisor that I had was the only way they told me that I could go on break was if someone was there to relieve me and, you know, do my rounds in my area. And it was too many weekends that I would go out there. No one would ever come and relieve me. I was basically on my own for water. Just whenever I passed up a water fountain, that was the only time I really got water. And wasn't getting breaks, wasn't getting lunch. So I'm like, you know what the hell with this job? I'm not about to sit out here and die in this heat for them. So like, whatever. Yeah.
That's how it was when I was working at Kohl's. After working Black Friday there one time, I was like, nope, fuck this shit.
How many jobs have you quit?
Have I quit?
Yeah.
Like, angrily quit or had a legit reason to quit?
Just quit. Just jobs that you left.
Jobs. Well, because it's some jobs I left, but it's because I had to, because it's like moving. But, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, I know, like you were saying, like your job at Western, it was a contract job. So it wasn't necessarily that you quit, but your contract ran out.
Yeah. Well, it's like I had Subway. Edwin Dixie.
Oh, there's like you were fired for something.
Well, I was fired. Well, technically quit, fired, same difference. Anyways, Edwin Dixie. It was a mutual fire quit situation.
A mutual separation.
Pretty much.
We ended on good terms.
Subway, Edwin Dixie.
We're still friends to this day.
Amazon. SeaWorld. Where else did I work? And I just had internships after that. Yeah. So 5.
Okay.
I quit Amazon because it's just a call center job.
How many were you fired from?
If you want to count Subway, just 1.
Oh.
Oh, no. I was fired from Doggy Daycare because I asked too many questions.
Oh, right. I remember you telling me that.
I asked a question on how a dog should have been fed because his owner was very confusing instructions. And then I was called in later that day saying I was asking too many questions. And they didn't feel like I learned enough.
That was just an excuse. Because...
Oh, yeah, no. Because I kept a girl that would literally kick dogs off camera and people knew about it. But she didn't get fired until she actually got caught on camera one day.
Right. So that's what it was. That they didn't want you. They didn't want you snooping around and fucking up their good thing that they had going.
Yep.
I as far as quitting jobs or leaving those jobs to work other jobs, I had I had Six Flags, I had a skating rink, I had Felix's Oyster Restaurant, I had I was working construction, hanging rain gutters, quit that job. Working Cost Plus World Market, I kind of got laid off. It was like the most unofficial laid off, because they just reduced my hours until I wasn't on the schedule anymore. They never said I was laid off, but they just stopped putting me on the schedule, and I just stopped checking the schedule.
Oh, that's how the doggy daycare worked. They did that, and then I came from like one of my shifts like once a week, and then they're like, yeah, no, you're fired. Well.
Oh, well. I left Chevron. I didn't lost count, but I want to say probably... probably 9-10 jobs that I quit. I got fired from one. That was when I was working for the post office, because I didn't deliver the mail fast enough.
I love people.
But no, it's fun being an adult and having being a part of the workforce.
I mean, one of my most fun jobs, it was sadly just an internship, was when I worked at a zoo and I got to interact with animals, such as wrestling gators for children's birthday parties. 3 to 4 foot, not the little 2 foot gators you hold up at a zoo and take pictures with. No, it was a 3 to 4 foot gator that children would sit on for a birthday party.
I mean, can you?
And I walked the panther and I held a snake and I held a skunk. I had to chase down a skunk and grab a skunk and hold the skunk. I held a possum. I held a monkey.
Watching Diggle whack you in the face with
his
tail.
I know. Freaking cat mom life. I got almost attacked by an emu. I played with deer. I pet a wolf hybrid. I had a lot of fun shit in the zoo. Well, zoo. It's not an accredited zoo.
Gotcha.
They didn't have to follow rules.
Fair enough.
Because if it was a real zoo, I wouldn't have been able to do any of that shit I was doing there.
Yeah, I would imagine not. Since I believe that you'll probably need all kinds of certifications to do that stuff.
Yup. The only thing I couldn't do, which you needed to be an employee for, was going on the bank to feed the adult gators.
Gotcha.
The only thing. Everything else I was allowed to do.
That's where the lawsuits come in.
I swear, I was like, nope.
I would probably say that the most enjoyable jobs, or the most enjoyable job that I've had, is probably in between the one that I have now and the one where I was a quote-unquote social media manager slash public affairs representative for recruiting for the Louisiana National Guard, because they're the part of the National Guard that get all the partnerships. So they get to partner with the NFL and the NBA, WWE, Arena Football League. You know, because they want to have, recruiting wants to have their visibility at all of these events where you have, you know, tons of people come in. And so with me being, you know, the social media manager, I get to go to all of those events because I got to take pictures. I got to, you know, post about it and all this other kind of stuff. I've met probably 5 or 6 professional wrestlers. I got to go to WrestleMania. I got to be backstage during the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. And like literally see just about every big name WWE wrestler, which was awesome for me being a wrestling fan back then. I have a picture of, if anyone's a wrestling fan, I have a picture of Beth Phoenix.
Remember that picture.
But yeah, it was that. I got to go to a couple Saints games and actually be on the field for the game.
Austin's jealous of you.
Beth Phoenix is, she's not tall because she's my height, but God, her arm's huge.
I mean, you should get those insolence.
Stop it.
I sent you on TikTok earlier.
Stop it.
Love you.
I love you too.
I got to be on TV for 2 seconds when I worked at the zoo.
For 2 seconds?
They were doing a special on it when they were selling there. It was like for something. And I was on the boat when they were filming the boat ride. So it's like a quick little pan over for 2 seconds, and there's me, and then, yeah. 2 seconds. I was on the local news.
God. You're more interested in the Undertaker? Austin, I got to meet the Undertaker. I didn't really get a chance to take any pictures with him or anything because he was like in his persona and just kind of walking around. But he shook my hand because I was backstage in uniform. That was the year that Paul Bearer got inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. It was right after he passed away. And so he got inducted. That was the night that Undertaker was on stage, because Undertaker wasn't really, speaking of, the Undertaker wasn't really wrestling, but, you know, he would come back every WrestleMania. This was the year that Brock Lesnar broke Undertaker's WrestleMania streak. I was in the Superdome when that happened. Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. But yeah, in between doing that and still getting to travel, but not travel in the way that I get to travel with my job now or before COVID. I think pre-COVID. The furthest I went with the National Guard job, I went to Haiti. I was in Haiti for almost a month. And so that was a very interesting experience. We got to ride to work in armored vans every day because we didn't know if someone was going to try to hijack the van while we were in it. We had armed guards escort us anytime we left. So, very interesting. But no, it was a very fun job. I got to experience a lot. But this job also offers me a lot of opportunities to travel. Even though it is a rotation of different places that I go. I love to travel, even though flying gives me extreme anxiety. But it's still fun. WWE breaking Taker's streak was the worst thing they did, in your opinion? Yeah, I agree with that. Don't know why they did it.
I mean, my new job means I get to move, but...
What?
So my new job means I get to move to a new place, which is exciting.
Yeah,
next year.
Very exciting.
But it's to Berta, so like, that's just not in here, so I can talk all the shit I want about Berta.
I mean, you act like if he was in here, that it would stop you from talking shit about Berta.
I mean, I want it.
Exactly. I mean, you live there, you can still talk shit about it. I live in New Orleans, I still talk shit about it all the time. It's not like I have anything to compare it to. I've been living here fucking all my life, but I know that it's a shitty place to live. You can visit New Orleans, have all the fun in the world, but living here is a different.
Like living in Florida, living in Orlando.
Yeah. It's a tourist city. That's why most people prefer to live outside of New Orleans. And plus it's cheap.
Mm-hmm. But it's not my Berta. Berta's cheaper.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Yeah, more land for your buck.
See.
But no, before we start rambling, get off on another tangent, just want to let you all know that you can join us every week when we record the Spider Bites podcast. Again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you can join us live at twitch.tv/TJSpider Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Central. We've been engaged with the chat all night long. You can be part of the chat and just join us live again Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central time. But if you decide that you don't have the time to join us and be a part of the chat, you can still keep in touch with us. You can send us questions. You can send us comments. You can send us feedback. All of that good stuff. You can just find us on social media. Go to spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of our page. You can click that, send us a message. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. And that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways on social media, you can get in touch with us and ask us questions. You can be a part of the show. We'll answer your question live on the show. But we prefer if you come and join us live, because that way we can interact with you in real time. But if you want to forego social media, you can send us an email at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, questions, comments, stories that you want to share, if you want to let us know what your first job was and your most memorable moment, or what you would do if you were locked in a room with a tiger. I'm sure some people would have some very interesting responses to that question, but we would love to hear from you in regards to that. Yeah, and you go pss, 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 do it, because I'm sure that would work on a tiger.
It does. Can confirm.
Okay. You distracted me. I'm not about to get back into this right now. If you want to keep up with the show, we release episodes every Tuesday morning, and you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Podchaser, Amazon, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. You search for us. 9 times out of 10, we're probably there. But if you do follow us on any of the podcast streaming services, we ask if you can leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to support the show. The ratings help us move up those podcast charts. So that way, when someone's looking for a new episode to listen to, they're more likely to see our show listed. They will give us a listen. You have more community members to interact with on live shows or even on social media. But the reviews help us because it lets us know how you feel about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon. You know, if you feel like there's something that we can be doing differently, just leave us a review. Let us know. Whether it's
being locked in a room with tigers.
Not talking about being locked in a room with tigers. You can leave us 5 stars. You can leave us 1 star. You know, we're not going to try to pressure you to give us a positive review. We want you to be honest. We want you to tell us.
Are. 5 stars.
Bippin,
I'm sick of tigers after you.
Bippin is going to unleash the tigers after you. But we want you to let us know exactly how you feel about the show, so that way we can produce a better quality show for you. If you want to skip over any podcast streaming service, you don't really listen to podcasts, or you don't really subscribe to podcast streaming services that much, you can still listen to the show. You can find us on our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player that you can access from any browser, wherever you can get connected to the internet, whether it's on a phone, laptop, PC, tablet. Just go to the website, scroll down, find whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with myself, my social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as Ashley's social media links. And Pippin, Babe, Michelle.
I was
referring to all of the names that I know you by.
Pause before.
Before what?
Nothing. Continue.
Where can people find you?
Thanks, babe.
I wasn't even looking at the camera, so I didn't know.
I was sitting here eating my mic and I sat the window of Brittany Case at me. And then you freaking just, no way, flips the camera on me.
Well, that's what you get for eating during the podcast.
I do what I fucking want.
Okay, and so do I, so I'll flip the camera to you.
You can find me on twitch.tv/pippinqueen or on Instagram at pippinqueen or on Twitter at pippinqueen. Or on YouTube at Pippin Queen. And TikTok at Pippin Queen. I think that's all my socials. And now it's messy how it is.
See what I put up with, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, put up with. Let's see how it is. Someone's sleeping on the couch when he gets up here.
I figured that was going to happen anyway. Prefer sleeping on the couch than sleeping on. It's a win for me.
Actually, yeah, no, you're right. The floor is better.
See what happens when I...
Mm-hmm.
Babe, any final thoughts?
Sorry, my connection's good.
And speaking of the incomparable Brittany K. You must have, your ears must have been burning. Bippin just mentioned you.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, she's
making fun of me reading the Mike and Ikes.
I was not making fun of you. You were upset because I switched the camera to you like that while you were eating your Mike and Ikes.
Thank you. Let me enjoy my Mike and Ikes.
There's nothing wrong with you enjoying your Mike and Ikes.
Oh, there is.
There is not.
Got pause.
It was for emphasis.
Aw, love you, Britt.
I appreciate you coming through, Britt.
I'm gonna take the camera off me.
You want it off of you completely?
No, just not centered.
Aw, thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Britt.
But unfortunately, you just came in at the end of the show. Sad face. Here's.
The time zone difference.
Yeah, the time zone difference. It is quite unruly.
Britt was adulting.
Yeah, we've talked about adulting a lot today.
Oh, Britt, my funeral is tomorrow for my job, apparently.
Oh my god.
You missed that whole combo.
Oh god.
They're playing my funeral over tomorrow.
She's saying, wow.
Legit.
Oh, she's on the delay, so she's still gotta wait to hear that part. Yeah. But to all of our viewers, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.